Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
And so here we are meeting again on yet another Manic Monday. Yeah, look, it's a Manic Monday, and we got a lot of stuff to get to this afternoon, but we're going to try and have as much fun as we possibly can. Hey, did you watch football over the weekend? Yeah, I did. I enjoyed both of the games. And the Kansas City Chiefs beat the Buffalo Bills. And, Kansas City is so good. I mean, Patrick Mahomes is already a goat to be. I mean, he is truly amazing. So here's what Patrick Mahomes had to say right after the... We'll get this in just a moment. Patrick Mahomes and Tom Brady meet in the Super Bowl. And this is the first time ever in the history of the NFL that a team is going to play the Super Bowl in their hometown. I know. The last time we had the Super Bowl in New Orleans, you and I were kind of hoping that the Saints would make it to the Super Bowl and be the first team to play at home. But it's going to be Tom Brady and the Bucks. But Patrick Mahomes was just, I mean, they were behind in the beginning. Buffalo Bills came out really, really strong. And look, the Buffalo Bills are a really good team. And they are part of the NFL future. And so is Josh Allen. So here's Patrick Mahomes right after the game.
The job's not finished. When we went into the season, we weren't talking about going to the Super Bowl. We were talking about winning it again, and we're trying to run it back, and we mean that, and I'm excited for the opportunity to go out there and play against a great football team and try to do that.
God, you got to love this guy, and you got to love the matchup. You know, it's young. I think he's 25 years old. It's young Patrick Mahomes against 43-year-old Tom Brady, and how great is Tom Brady? And he talked about playing the Super Bowl at home.
We've had a lot of people work really hard over a course of a period of time to get to this point, so... To go on the road and win another road playoff game is just a great achievement. And, now home Super Bowl for the first time in NFL hitting puts cool things in perspective. Anytime you're the first time doing something, it's usually a pretty good thing.
Yeah, I know a lot of people really hate Tom Brady and just don't like him as a guy. I mean, you might respect him as a football player, but don't like him as a guy. I mean, look, I know there might be some questionable things about him here and there, but I respect the guy. And I don't have a problem with Tom Brady. He's just such a great quarterback. I mean, this is going to be his 10th Super Bowl. 10th! Now with another team. I mean, you got to give this guy a lot of credit. He is truly amazing. Last night, the Late Late Show with James Corden was on right after football, and he talked about watching the games.
We've been watching football all day long. And to prove it, I can prove every one of my desk drawers is just full of chicken wing bones. What is it with the chicken wings and the football? This is not good. This is not good for my points. I'm really just going to have to, I'm taking today off. It's gone. Too many wings.
You know, and I kind of got the feeling after the Packers lost, and well, you could just tell how disappointed Aaron Rodgers was, that maybe, he's not certain about his future with the Green Bay Packers, so it's going to be interesting to watch that. Okay, so we have a lot to talk about today. President Biden went to church yesterday, went to a Catholic church, and he was highly criticized by a lot of people. And we posted the story on the WWL Radio Facebook page, and I'm going to share with you some of the criticism coming up here in just a few minutes. And I'm just really kind of surprised at the degree of hypocritical criticism there was of Joe Biden. So anyway, I hope you had a great weekend. Let's check in with our senior studio producer, Ian Hoke. Did you have a nice weekend?
I did. I had a really nice afternoon. I'm just used to saying afternoon. I had a nice weekend. How are you, Scoot?
By the way, my name is no longer Scoot. I am the dude. Okay.
Oh, no.
I'm the dude. I watched the Big Lewinsky.
No. Oh, God. We created a monster.
I am the dude. Oh, my God. I really love the movie. I can
told
see
you.
I can see why I bailed on it early when I was watching it. And I had a couple of people on social media tell me when I posted that I hadn't really paid attention to the movie, really seen it. They said, you got to give it a chance. And I get how this is a movie that you need to see over and over again to really, truly appreciate it. But there were so many things that were so cool. In fact, going to the store yesterday, I'm looking, okay, what do I need to make a white Russian?
Good. Good for you.
So I really enjoyed the movie. So
I'm
look,
so
in,
glad.
In the 3 o'clock hour, and you can be part of this as well, let's have fun, and we're going to do an hour on The Big Lewinsky. I'm sorry, The Big
what?
Lebowski. I keep saying that. Look, I'm serious. I'm not doing it on purpose. It is an honest mistake.
Well, it was about the same time.
The Big Lebowski. Now, you know, I remember the other story. You know, she wore a blue dress. President Clinton was the main character, and you know, we all know that there was a happy ending. So
really
you know, that's
tied
all
the
I
room together.
That's all I know. That's
Yikes.
It. But
Yikes.
Anyway, The Big Lebowski. We are going to be talking about that at the 3 o'clock hour. Plus. Let's talk about other movies that became cult classics. Sometimes they weren't really that successful at the box office, but they became
nice.
Cult classics. And The Big Lebowski is one of those. So we're going to be talking about that. So
maybe
that should,
we could also, and we haven't talked about this beforehand, but it got my motor running here. Think about movies that were very successful and popular when they came out. That 20 or 25 years later, you watch it and you're like, good God, what were we thinking? This is terrible.
Yeah, we could.
This is awful.
And then there were movies that, you know, people discovered after they were out. For example, it's a great example. And we'll talk more about this. I went to a movie theater. I was in Philadelphia. And it was a Friday night. And I told my girlfriend, let's go to a movie. I see this movie. This movie's listed. It looks like it's kind of an interesting movie. So let's go to downtown Philly. We're going to go to this movie. The movie was Swingers. And so many people never saw that movie in the theater.
Yeah.
They've only seen it afterwards. And that's the way it is with a lot of people. I mean, I'm sure a lot of people didn't see The Big Lebowski in the movie theater, but they saw it afterwards because it became this cult classic. So
yeah, indeed.
We will be talking about all of that on the show this afternoon. And if you do want to join us with a comment about anything we talk about, the WWL Talk and Text line is 504-260-1870. That's 504-260-1870. So, I want to get into this idea that the criticism of Joe Biden going to church yesterday is hypocritical. And man, some of the criticism on Facebook was vicious. And this is the time in which we live. Vicious, vicious comments, just ugliness, hypocrisy at its best. Should Joe Biden be criticized for going to a Catholic church because, among other things, he's pro-choice? Should he not receive communion because he's pro-choice? Well, there's some people lashing out. We'll talk about that when we come back. I'm Scoot on WWL. The hope that hate in America would somehow subside following the presidential election has been shattered. It's getting worse. On January 20th, Joe Biden became only the second president who is Catholic, second only to John F. Kennedy, who was the first. And that was a very controversial thing at the time, because during the presidential campaign of 1960, Senator John F. Kennedy, running for president, went to great lengths to assure voters that he would not use his Catholic faith to guide him in his decisions about America, and that he would promise not to consult with the Pope before making key decisions. President John F. Kennedy also attended Mass. All right, so here we are in 2021, and the new Catholic president is being criticized for going to a Catholic church yesterday. President Joe Biden attended Mass at Holy Trinity Catholic Church in nearby Georgetown, a church that he often attended when he was vice president for 8 years. The president attended with his son, Hunter, and two of his grandkids. As Biden entered the church, he was greeted with a Black Lives Matter banner that carried a quote from Pope Francis. We cannot tolerate or turn a blind eye to racism or exclusion in any form and yet claim to defend the sacredness of every human life. A news story about President Biden attending a Catholic church was posted on the WWL Radio Facebook page over the weekend. I read some of the criticism, and I've responded to some of it, but I wanted to respond to it on the show today. The criticism of Joe Biden going to a Catholic church, to me, was appalling, particularly following a president whose words and actions contradicted any notion that he was a Christian. Here are a few of the actual comments posted under the story about President Biden going to church yesterday on the WWL Radio Facebook page. From Danny, a crackhead, reference to Hunter. A pedo, reference to Biden. Go to church, no communion for these sick blanks. Brian, nobody believes they are practicing Catholics. They can't even receive communion. Donnie, church should have kicked them out for their stance on abortion. Jody, he's a hypocrite. A person who thinks killing babies has no business in church. He's so fake. Scott, looks like he brought the cameras with him. Mary Rose, he is as Catholic as Hitler. Comparing President Biden to Hitler seems to explain the frustration over Trump losing the election and the contempt that exists for the new president. The post is suggesting that Biden brought people with him to capture the moment on camera is insane and disregards the fact that every president is followed by cameras everywhere. Also, it's interesting to wonder how many people, those people and others, who are passing harsh judgment on President Biden for going to a Catholic church, I wonder how many of them see themselves as better Christians or better Catholics than Biden. And why? Okay, it's true. President Biden is pro-choice. But so are many Catholics. In fact, as a Catholic, my position of being pro-choice but anti-abortion is shared by countless Catholics who receive communion every week. Many Catholics are against abortion, but they respect the right for a woman to make a decision up to a certain point when it comes to her body. And those who will argue that President Biden supports late-term abortions are just buying into the typical criticism that many use to just try to discredit anybody who is pro-choice, because when it comes down to the life of the mother or the life of the child, the government should not make that decision. That decision should be made by the family. And so lumped into scenarios like that is late-term abortion. And by the way, I don't want to get into a discussion about abortion, because you know how I feel, and I know how many of you feel. It is a no-win debate. You're never going to change your mind. I'm not going to change my mind, so let's just leave it at that. There's no need to argue about that. But it seems like this right-wing intrusion into the specific religious beliefs kind of defies the merits of conservative ideology, which respects every individual's privacy. But what must be taken into consideration is that the criticism of Joe Biden going to a Catholic church is nothing more than an unjustified reason to bash Biden out of frustration and denial that Trump lost. And the criticism of Biden's son, Hunter, because of past drug use, ignores the most important tenet of Christianity, one of the top teachings of Christ: forgiveness. As this criticism of Joe Biden attending a Catholic church continues, and it will, it should totally be dismissed as the rantings of modern-day hypocrites. If you want to join us with a comment this afternoon, the WWL talk and text line, 504-260-1870. That's 504-260-1870. My email address is scoot@wwl.com. From Biloxi, David, welcome to our show.
Hey, how you doing, Scoot?
I'm good.
Well, I had seen across a little ticker on the news the other day that Biden had signed some kind of order to allow some of these foreign countries to receive aid from the United States for abortion. I saw that on the news. So I'm pretty sure, I can't remember if it was Fox or ABC or one of them, but it was it went across the bottom. That's one of the first things that he did. So
Well, it also deals with anybody who would even seek consulting. You know, not necessarily abortion, but anybody that would seek consulting for an abortion. It's the Mexico City rule, and it's not really talked about very much, but it means no federal funding for any abortion or any counseling toward abortion in any other country. And President Trump stopped it. Joe Biden is bringing it back. Obama approved it. Again, Trump dropped it. So, you know, this is just part of the overall controversy. And I don't want to get into a debate over abortion. I want to get into the debate over the judgment of whether or not it's appropriate to harshly criticize Joe Biden for going to a Catholic church.
Well, I don't know. I don't call him a Christian. I think it's a front. That's just my opinion. Of course, I'm a Trump supporter also.
Well, did you think Trump was a Christian?
Well, he had Christian values. Nobody knows a man's heart but God.
Yeah, well, that's true.
He was pro-life, and some of the things he did was for Christians. So, you know, now he was on the radical side at times for some of the stupid stuff that he just kept his mouth shut and running his mouth all the time about stupid stuff on Twitter, he would have probably won the election again. But, you know, that cost him the election because he runs his mouth on Twitter all the time.
Well, there were a few reasons he lost the election, but I agree with you. He really, he could easily be president today had he just checked his ego. He allowed his ego to drive him to the end. And, it, you know, whether you're a professional athlete or a politician, if you allow your ego to drive you, you're going to be in trouble at some point. David, I appreciate the call. Let's go to Marrero. Herb, you're on WWL.
Hey, Scoo, thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
First of all, I'm a Christian. Second of all, I think being a Christian, Catholic or otherwise, I'm not Catholic,
okay,
is pro-choice. You choose to be a Christian. God don't force you to be a Christian. It's pro-choice. You choose to be one. Second of all, it's the same with people who believe in pro-life and are Christians. They're not saying they're endorsing abortion. They're saying that people should be allowed to choose legally. That's all.
That's right.
You know, it's that simple.
That's my position.
Trump did not display Christian values. If you're going to say he displayed any kind of Christian values, you are fooling yourself. So how are you going to judge Biden? This man talked about people in wheelchairs. He called John, that guy who died, the legislator who died, McClain. He called him a coward just because the man was captured. So
yeah, I know all those stories, Herb,
President Donald Trump or Christian, you tripping, you fooling yourself.
All right, Herb, I appreciate the call. Look, President Trump did a lot of things that would indicate, that's why I just said, his words and his actions seem to defy the idea that he was a Christian. But if he said he was, and if he's pro-life, then he's a Christian in the minds of many. And I think that goes to show you that our judgment of people is biased. It's based on how we feel about something. But you could go through a list of things about things Trump did in his past, about the way Trump acted and things that he said, and you could go down a list and say, well, this guy's not a Christian. I mean, I never said that because I don't know what's in his heart. I thought it was unusual that he held up the Bible backwards, that he was so uncomfortable with the Bible he didn't know the front from the back. When he was at that rally at that church across from the White House, I thought that was kind of strange. But I don't know what's in the man's heart. But again, if there was all this stuff about Trump, why suddenly judge Biden for going to a Catholic church? I just think this is a scary thing when we get into this kind of judgment. Because let's set the record straight. Legally, if you have an abortion up to a certain point, you're not killing a baby. It is not considered a baby. It has the potential to become a baby. but it's not technically a baby yet. So how do we really know how God feels about this? We're told we have our beliefs about what God thinks about things. But I don't think there's anything wrong, and there are many Catholics like me who are anti-abortion but pro-choice. If you want to join us, the WWL Talk and Text Line, 504-260-1870. And are you as disturbed as I am about this harsh judgment of President Biden? Not because I'm defending Biden. I would defend Trump if he did the same thing and was criticized for the same reason. I think this judgment of somebody for not having the views that are exactly like yours, I think this is dangerous. And I think if you really look in the mirror, you're going to have to think about some of your own sins. But we have a tendency in life to see somebody else's sins as worse than our sins. Oh, yeah, we commit a lot of sins. And, you know, I've cheated on my wife and I've done this and I've done that. But, hey, man, but you better not be gay. Well, you know, really, who are you to decide which sins should be punished, which sins should be recognized? And if you're going to call out Joe Biden, I mean, let's go back to the Bible. Should you be casting the stone? From Slidell, Diane, you're on WWL.
Hey, Scoot. First-time caller. I just got the
got to give you the treatment.
Courage to call you.
All right. Got to give you the treatment. Got to give you the treatment. All right, Diane. Thank you so much. And I think you're going to find that it really didn't take much courage to enjoy this experience with us here.
No, because I've been listening to you for 100 years. I'm 73 years old. And my gripe is because Ochsner has canceled my shot, my vaccine. There's no vaccine to be found. Mm. I'm in Slidell. Ochsner doesn't have it. CVS doesn't have it. Walgreens doesn't have it. And no idea when it's coming.
Yeah, I hope it comes. I hope it comes soon. I mean, in the meantime, just be really, really cautious and be careful.
That's what I'm doing. I am going to be cautious. I'm going to stay home with my mask and all that stuff. But I'm ready to go.
Yeah, I know.
I'm young, 73. I'm ready to go.
I mean, you sound like it, and I love hearing that. And, you know, you never have to act your age, which is kind of cool.
Yeah, I love it.
Yeah.
I stay the age I am in my brain all the time, which is probably 17 or 18.
Hey, I like that. Hang in there. And, you know, this will play out. Everybody's not going to get it when they want to get it, but we're going to be able to get vaccines. And I hope that there's a smoother system that is in place now, that there's more recognition of the reality of everything.
Right.
All right. Good luck,
fella. Enjoyed talking to you. Thank you.
And thanks for being an FTC. Let's go to Ken or Sean. You're on WWL. Good afternoon.
Hey, Scoot. Look, I'm a Catholic. My son is a sober addict. And I believe that Roe v. Wade was the right decision for this country, because we're not all Christians. We're not all Catholics. We had the right, the freedom of religion, which is what makes this country great. So it's, you know, I am pro-life. And the only exception that I could possibly think of that I would support anyone in an abortion would be rape or incest. That's my belief. But I still believe Roe v. Wade was the correct decision for this country. I guess I'm a bad Catholic because of that.
Well, yeah. I mean, I love that you're calling up and talking about this, because that's the real focus of this conversation. It's the judgment of Joe Biden for going to a Catholic church because he's pro-choice, and he could be pro-choice to the point like where you are. You're pro-life, and you can be pro-life and pro-choice at the same time.
Exactly. I mean, these people are ludicrous. They when you want to compare him to Hitler. Do you know anything about Hitler? I mean, what? Wow. I was like, when you said that, that's why I said, I'm calling. I got to call and talk to Scoot, because somebody to compare him to Hitler, those people, I hate to see them on Judgment Day. I truly would not want to be around them.
I think they're going to be surprised. Sean, I appreciate the call. Yeah, one of the comments criticizing Biden, really bashing Biden, for going to a Catholic church under the story of on WWL Radio Facebook, was from Mary Rose, who said, "He is as Catholic as Hitler." What, for being pro-choice? You can be pro-life and pro-choice. From Baton Rouge, Sid. You're on WWL.
Hey, Scoot. Thanks for taking my call. I, too, am a first-time caller.
Oh, come on, man. We got to do it. We got to give it to you. Got to give you the treatment. I love that there's this moment in somebody's life when that one thing is said that causes them to become an FTC.
Absolutely. I just wanted to say that I am a Trump voter. There's very, very little things that President Biden and I probably would find common ground on politically. The fact that people are bashing him for going to church is so hypocritical and so non-Christian, because the idea when an individual that is a Christian goes to church, you're hoping that you get correct guidance to help you make those hard, sound decisions
right.
in your administration. And like the previous caller, I too do not think that abortion should be outlawed. I am Catholic, but I do not think that it should be illegal, because it's so naive to believe that if it is illegal, that it's going to go away.
But would you say that overall you're pro-life?
Oh, 100% pro-life.
Okay,
there's
exactly.
very little that I would find a reason to have an abortion. But me personally, I cannot have one, so
right.
I really would not understand if I was in that situation, albeit if it was my wife or my daughter, in an instance that whether it be their life or whether they were raped or something that would cause
right,
you know,
right.
an unwanted pregnancy, then I could ask for forgiveness and hope that I could be forgiven for making that decision. But that's a difficult thing, and until anyone walks in another person's shoes, they need to be thankful that our president is going to church.
You know, Sid, I remember years ago, I had a young female friend, and she was just so guilt-ridden. She was a Catholic, and she had an abortion. And it wasn't because of me. And I talked to her and consoled her, and I really feel like I helped her understand that God will forgive you, and you can move on with your life and just, you know, not be burdened by that. I mean, this person was going to go through life, and I could tell she was going to be miserable for the rest of her life. And I just didn't think it was necessary. Sid, I appreciate your call. Glad you're listening. All right, if you want to join us with your comments, the WWL talk and text line is 504-260-1870. 504-260-1870. Also, I will get to some of your emails. The email address is scoot@wwl.com. Well, it was on this day in 1980 that Paul McCartney was released and deported from Japan. Yeah, Paul McCartney released after spending 9 days in Tokyo jail. Why? He was arrested at the airport when customs officials found 219 grams of marijuana in his luggage. Please don't tell me Paul McCartney smoked pot. Please don't tell me that a baby boomer rocker did drugs? Oh, that crazy baby boomer generation. How can anybody respect them today? Can you imagine, though, Paul McCartney? 9 days in Tokyo jail? I'm Scoot. You will be right back on WWL. I love the reaction we're getting to this conversation. President Joe Biden condemned by many who I think are claiming to be Christians because he went to a Catholic church yesterday. He's Catholic. He's pro-choice. Doesn't mean he wants people to have an abortion, but he's pro-choice. Here's an email from Robert that says, I'm Catholic and I share your opinion. Those who are critiquing Biden are devout Trump supporters. They refuse to accept his loss and will continue to criticize Biden until he's out of office and the draft dodger can run again. That's from Robert, who, by the way, is in St. Charles Parish. So let's remember that in St. Charles Parish, in St. Tammany Parish, down on the bayou, on the West Bank, everywhere around this area, there are people who are not diehard Trump supporters. And many of them might be Republicans and conservatives as well. I'm Scoot. Let me get back to some of your calls. Let's go to Uptown. And Nick, welcome to the show.
Nick, this is Nick.
Hey, hello. Nick.
Scoot. Yeah, I was saying, I'm a Catholic, and I've been going to church. And I pretty much everybody's a lot exposed to being in church, especially sinners. Everybody's allowed to go to church.
Exactly.
All of them.
Well, that's another part of this. I mean, who is without sin? I mean, so what? You're judging somebody because their sin might be different from yours? Well, you know, why are you going?
That's what you're supposed to go when you're
exactly. I'm glad all you right. understand it, Nick. I'm glad you get it.
All right, man, I
appreciate the call. Let's go to Metairie. David, welcome to the show.
Hey, good afternoon, Scoot. I may have called about this before, but on the topic of abortion, back in the 1973 or 74, whenever Roe versus Wade became law of the land, we had no way, doctors have no way of getting into a womb and operating on a fetus. So in the 1980s, I'm not sure the exact date, they were able to get into a womb and perform surgery on a fetus. Then in the 90s, they were able to take that fetus out of the womb, operate, don't know for how long, and put the fetus back in the womb. So in the beginning, abortionists said that fetuses don't have rights. Once you get out of the womb, you've got some rights.
Right.
Whether you're an infant, adult, whatever.
Yeah, and my understanding is the threshold is about 7 months when the fetus is capable of living outside of the mother's body. That's when it gains protection of the state.
It's capable of living out of the mother's body when they're performing surgery while they're in the womb.
Yeah.
And they take the baby out of the womb.
Yeah, no, that's very interesting information.
So
all right, David,
I
appreciate the call. You know, I can't help but think, you know, when I first got married, very young, birth control was against the Catholic Church rules. You could not practice birth control. But we were a young couple, and the priest basically told us it's pretty much up to us. So we went to communion, and we were practicing birth control. And I don't mean the rhythm method. So how many Catholics, when the Catholic Church was opposed to birth control, I don't know, maybe it still is, but how many people are practicing birth control, are using artificial birth control, even a condom? How many people are doing that, and maybe they're in a married situation, and they're practicing birth control? Should you go to church? Should you be going to a Catholic church? Let's go to Destrehan. Felix, you're on WWL.
Well, I'm Destin, Florida.
I'm sorry. I wrote down DEST, and I'm thinking Destrehan. So, you know, you're welcome to the show, okay. Felix.
Thank you very much. I'm a Catholic, and I believe what the issue is Biden has every right to go to church, go to mass, but the moral doctrine is that if he is a primary supporter and promulgating the issue of abortion through his presidency, then that, since it's a foundational evil, that he would be deprived, or he should be deprived of the sacraments. That's the issue, not the fact that he could go to church.
I know, but I don't think that I'm for him going to communion too. I don't think that's for you to judge.
Biden might be a good Christian in terms of other things, helping the poor and other things like that.
But again, I don't think that's for you to judge. I don't even think that's for the church to judge. The church has been guilty of so many things itself. And I'm a Catholic, but the church has been guilty of many things itself. And so who is the church really to judge somebody on this matter?
Because it's a foundational evil. If you don't believe...
So was eating meat on Fridays for a while.
But if you support an issue, or if you support a program that deprives a human being of the right to life to begin with, it makes all the other things, whether he's good to the poor, whether he forgives, or whether he tries to promulgate programs that improve people's life and get them out of poverty, that's all well and good. But that's all becomes irrelevant, because if you don't believe that someone has the right to be born in the first place, it makes all these other things kind of irrelevant.
Well, this is your judgment, and obviously you're comfortable with that judgment. You know, you're entitled to that, but I'm entitled to be critical of it.
And I'm a sinner. I mean, all Catholics are sinners.
Yeah,
but at the same time, if cognizant of serious sin, we should not be going to communion.
Do you go to communion?
I think it would be, what's that?
Do you go to communion?
When I'm in a state of serious sin, I do not, until I go to confession.
What would be a serious sin?
I'm not going to get into a whole long lexicon about that.
Okay.
There's a whole long list of things that I know to be wrong, and if I do them, because I am a consistent sinner, that if I am in the state of sin, I do not go to communion until I go to confession.
Felix, I respect that. I respect that very much. I have to get to a break, but I know a lot of people agree with you, so I'm glad you had a chance to call the show. If you're on hold, hang on. We'll continue this conversation. The WW Bell Talk and Text line is 504-260-1870. And really, this is about judgment. And it is about not just going to church, but it's about whether or not you should get communion. And again, let's go back to birth control. You know, there was a time when birth control was against what the Catholic Church said. And yet, individual couples were told, it's really pretty much up to you. It was on this day, January the 25th, 1976, that New Orleans rhythm and blues singer Chris Kenner, who struggled with alcoholism, died at the age of 46. And this was his big song. And we all remember this from the past. I'm Scoot. We'll be right back on WWL. Come on, let's bring a nice message about social distancing and wearing a mask with a little calypso beat to the show here. I'm Scoot, really glad you're with us. I wrote a blog entitled President Biden Condemned for Going to Catholic Church, and also he accepts communion. Now, I don't know if he took communion. I wasn't there. I don't know if he accepted communion, but this has been an ongoing thing. This was a controversy with the Kennedys. There was a priest that did not want to give Teddy Kennedy a communion because he was pro-choice. Is this to not go to communion? There are Catholics, like me, that are pro-life and pro-choice. Anyway, this blog is posted on our website. You can share it with others. It's at WWL.com. And we're also talking about it on the show this afternoon. If you would like to join us with a comment, you can call in during the news. 504-260-1870, 504-260-1870. Also, later in the show, in fact, in the 3 o'clock hour, you can call me The Dude. That will be my name, The Dude. I saw The Big Lebowski over the weekend. I really did love it. I really enjoyed it. I get why it's a cult classic. And so we'll be talking about The Big Lebowski and other movies that have become cult classics. And I'm sure there's a cult classic that you love that maybe somebody doesn't know about. So we'll be talking about that later in the 3 o'clock hour. I'm Scoot. Really glad you're with us. I'm glad you survived the weekend. We'll be back on WWL.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL Draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.